I thought we'd spend a few minutes talking about some ideas from Shiras Hazinu, perhaps today, maybe tomorrow. We want to learn Musar during these days. The truth is that the best place to go is in the Chumash. And Shiras Hazinu is really a Musar sefer. It's a song of Musar, and there's a tremendous depth to it, which we cannot really imagine that we can get to. But nonetheless, there's always what we can glean from. And the very beginning of Shiras Hazinu, we know how important this Shira is just in the way the Torah describes it, and how Moshe was told to teach it to Klal Yisrael, Sima B'Pihem. They had to know it, they had to rehearse it, they had to know it well. And we find, according to Ramban, that Moshe taught it twice. First he taught it to the Shvatim, one by one. Each Shevet came to the Beis Medrash. And then after that, Moshe says, gather the Zkenim, gather the heads of the Shvatim, and gather all Klal Yisrael, Hakel. And once again, Moshe taught the Shira to them. So the Shira has tremendous depth to it, hard sometimes to break through the words, a lot of tremendous messages and lessons. How does it begin? It begins with the praise of Torah. Yarov kamata likhi tizal katalan rasi kithir malei deshe v'chiriva malei esa. Rashi, quoting from the Sifrei, explains, Moshe is coming to say Eidus, the Shemayin Ha'aretz is the how it starts. The Shemayin Ha'aretz are the ones that are going to listen to the Eidus that Hashem is giving Klal Yisrael. And the Eidus share that they're going to testify is about the Torah. Torah shenasati liYisrael shehi chayim laOlam. And the Torah is compared to rain, to dew, to strong winds. In what sense? In other words, Torah is life itself. That's the first message of the Shira. Torah is not just a nice thing that is good and we can appreciate it. There are a lot of things in life that we can appreciate. The point is, Torah is chayim. Kemata azeh shel chayim la'olam. Without rain, you can't have life. Rain makes things grow. Kasher yarfun hashamayim talmata. Yarof kamata likhi. Torah is compared to rain. Tizal katalim rasi. Rashi says, shakos smechim bo. More than just rain. It's like tal. Tal has an advantage over rain. There's some people who are not always happy with rain because when it rains, it creates inconveniences. Even though we know that in the long run, it's good and it brings things to grow, causes things to grow. But people who meanwhile are walking on the roads, holchei drachim, so on, they resent rain. That's what the Kohen Gadol had to say, that Hashem shouldn't listen to the tefillah of the Ovei Drachim that don't want it to rain. But Tal, everybody's happy with. Kisir malei deshe, kiruach sashen ruach sa'ara, kiruchei mitra, ma ruchos halogu, machzikim es ha'asavim, megadlim osam. Winds strengthen the blades of grass. They help them grow, they strengthen them, after v'tor megadlim es lomdehen. Divrei Torah cause growth to human beings, to those who learn Torah. Chervivim alei esef, tipei matar. In the Sifrei, you have it a little more elaborate than in Rashi. Rashi basically captures the Sifrei. Yarov kamata likhi and likhi yalu divrei Torah. Kamata, ma mata chayim la'olam, av divrei Torah chayim la'olam. Im ma mata miksa solam smeichem, miksa solam atzevim. Av divrei Torah kein, tamum kizal, tizal katal nasi. Ma tal, kol la'olam kuo smeichem, av divrei Torah kol la'olam kuo smeichem bo. Kisim aledeshe, masirim alo, yordim alasavim, malim osam, megadlim osam, kach divrei Torah, malim lomdehen, megadlim osam. Echir vivim ale esev, mar vivim alolu, yordim alasavim, maadnim osam, fankim osam. Means it makes it delicious, if you will. There's a certain sense of beauty that comes when the grass is growing and the rain goes on the grass and the sun shines and through it almost feels like, you know, you almost feel like angelic, a certain feeling. Kach de betor ma'adim osam fankim osam. Lachen yom ha'kiliv yaschen him le'roshach. It's an important idea, just to open Shir Sazina with this praise of Torah. Torah is life, and Torah is simcha, and Torah is delicious, and Torah is it builds us, it makes us who we are, it's our identity, those who involve themselves with Torah. I remember seeing a story, I'll read it to you, it's probably brought in one of the Svarim in the Chazon Ish, but a little hard to relate to this Madrega, but it's important to hear it anyway. And it happened during Aseres Mitzvah, the story. The Chazon Ish house had a roof that they used to daven on during Yom Ha'Run because it was bigger space than, I guess, where the regular Beis Medrash was in the house. He had a Beis Medrash in the house. I guess they couldn't fit in the house, so they went up to the roof. And because of Tircha de Tzibura, the chairs and the tables remained there for all Chodesh Tishrei, even during the week. One day during Aseres Mitzvah, two Bachrim were upstairs on that roof, learning Bechavusa. Today it says they're big Tamid Chachamim. Chazon Ish happened to wander up to the roof. He was learning, thinking and learning, and he sees these two Bacharim not learning. They were engaged in whatever, Sicha Betela, whatever it was. Probably not Lashon Hara, but it wasn't learning. The Chazon Ish approached them and he gave them Dibri Chizuk, how important it is not to be mafsik, not to interrupt in the middle of your learning. And this is what he said. How great is the sweetness of Torah? You want to taste Ni'imas HaTorah? You need to have Hasmada 3 to 4 hours without interruption. Mahi Haruchni is Hazu. The 5 hours. Kamerom mufyesh. What kind of elevation? Ech efshar misha yeshlo ser efshoras hazos. You have this opportunity. Lahafsik es sevet sifus. Lahafsik biyadai noam kaze, the sweetness. It's like you have something cooking on a fire, hot, that's cooking. You take it off the fire and you let it cool off and then you put it back on. You lost everything. It's getting cooked, it's getting hot. The Chazon Ish continued. And after 6 hours of learning, Shalcheach ha'adam mikol ha'olam ve'inyanav. There's no world. Mizdabik b'dvarim luchaniyim. You're connecting to spirituality. Kashas Sipru Zos, when they said this, the two people told over the story, they said the Chazon Ish was literally describing with his own eyes, with his eyes were shining, like he was himself, like, totally removed. He was experiencing somehow what that meant. And after 7 hours, Ha'adam Margish Karva Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Engel Mehanos Ha'olam Kuom Umismale Simcha. The Achashimona Shos, 8 hours. Afilono Feles Vilibo Machshava Shotavos Vachumrius, the Kuom Mishtoke Gelokov. The Achatesha Shos, Kuom Kodosh Kadosh Lamala Lamala. The Achar Eser shows Ayin Lo Roasa, Ein Atayer VeEin Milim VeBatei Es Matzavo BeRigshosav. Again, very hard for us to relate to. Even the 3-4 hours that he describes, let alone when he gets to 10 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. But it's important to hear it. Chazon Ish experienced it, so he was able. It wasn't coming from someone just talk is cheap. Someone who obviously experienced it, what it meant. And he understood the potential that the Torah has to give that credible experience, that bliss that comes. But that's the reality. That's what Torah has in it for us. The flip side of this is a person doesn't experience Torah that way, can sometimes be counterproductive. The very same Sifrei has a drasha, Yarof Kamata Likhi. Ein yarof el lashon hariga. Shenemav arfu shamet ha'egla banacha. What do you mean, lashon hariga? So the Sefri goes in a certain direction. Tevei Torah is machaper on shvichas damim. Rav Simcha Zissa Breide uses this language of the Sefri. Ein yarof el lashon hariga connects it to the Gemara we have later in Shabbos and Daf Peches, that Torah has, it's like a double-edged sword. The Gemara says, people who learn it, Lishma, Lumiminimba, Samadachayim. It's literally life itself. It's an herb of life. Manogidze Yeshba, Lohamis, Lahachios, Abdibito Yeshbiyad, Yeshba, Lohamis, Lahachios, Hanoda Amarab, Lumiminimba, Samadachayim, Lumasmiidimba, Samadimosa. What does it mean, Rashi? Lumiminimba, those who are osik in Torah, like the right hand. The right hand is always a symbol of strength. So, therefore, if a person is osik but Torah with a sense of putting themselves completely out, l'chol kocham, utirudim l'da soda, ka'adam ha'mishtamesh b'yad yamino shehu iker. So the learning is done with a sense of vitality, with a sense of You're really putting yourself out. That's like the right hand. The right hand is the ikar, symbolically, stronger hand generally. Then it's samadachaye. And then all that we said here is exactly so. It's chayim la'olam, it's megadah lomdeyan. But chas v'shalom, l'masmi ilim ba, samadimosa. Masmi ilim ba means obviously something short of that. If the Torah is just, you know, sort of like happenstance, and it's not, and if you talk about shalolishma, obviously to the extent that there's a shalolishma in it, because we do know there's betoch shalolishma balishma, but if there's a shalolishma and it's not with a sense of really applying oneself, then chas v'shalom can have the potential of yarov kamater likhi in the sense of can be, it can kill a person, so to speak, meaning it can actually not bring chayim, it can bring the opposite. So it's quite an intense idea. We have it a little bit further in Parsha 2, when the Musa starts in Shiras Hazinu. Halashem tigmeluzos am navol velo chacham. Am navol. What is the meaning of navol? Am navol velo chacham. Unkle says, ama dekabilu oraisa velo chakim. So Unkle took navol as referring to the idea that Kal Yisrael received the Torah. How do you plug that into the word Navol? Am Navol v'lo chacham. So the Ramban learns Peshat and Unkles. What it means is, I don't have the Lashon Ramban in front of me, but the Ramban says, you can see it inside, that it means that Chalis milasho novel tibol. Novel tibol is Parshas Yisro. When Yisro says you're going to get worn out, you're going to feel worn out, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're doing everything by yourself. So it means that Chal Yisro received the Torah, but their relationship to Torah was one where they were really worn out. They didn't really feel energized by the Torah. The Torah just kind of was like a drag. And therefore, v'lo chacham, they didn't have the wisdom to appreciate what Torah is. As a pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Gimel, lo osi karasa Yaakov ki yogata b'Yisrael. Ki yogata b'Yisrael. If the feeling is that, it's hard, it's tough, and you really don't have, you don't apply yourself to it, then it feels tough, then basically it's yagatavi. That's the problem. Lo osi karasa Yaakov. It's amnavo. If you're wearing yourself out and it doesn't feel like it's worth the pursuit, that's the condemnation here. Amnavo, lo chacham. Obviously, my minimba. So of course, it's tough in the beginning. Just like rain feels tough in the beginning when you don't really see the growth that comes from it. So it's just an inconvenience, but it's different. But you understand that it's coming for a higher purpose. You know it's ultimately going to bring to growth. But if you don't see that, you don't apply yourself to Torah, then it becomes an amnavel, in a sense of noveltivo. So again, here's that challenge that we have in terms of our attitude to Torah and how we apply ourselves to Torah. It's a very important message to begin to draw out of this Shiras Hazinu. Number one, the Torah is chayim, yehim chayenu. It's not just a good thing, it's not just something we can sort of stand by and appreciate as if we're outsiders. Literally, it's who we are, it's our identity. If someone is cut off from Torah, somehow your chayim is cut off. It's like a piece of your own life, it's lifeblood itself. And the sense of how the different levels, you know, Geshem and Tal and the beauty that comes from it, and the potential, the growth, all these ideas, the importance of how it should be learned with a proper attitude, with a focus, with energy, with appreciation. All of this, I think, is very, very important. And it's a shame we'll have opportunities to speak more about Shir Sassino, but for now, that's, I think, that a takeaway that we can begin to reflect on during these Yimei Atshuva.